Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone wherever you're watching this episode from around the globe. We're here at the 2024 ARA Show in New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm absolutely pumped and super excited to not only be sitting down with today's guest, but also to be back here in the United States for an absolute jam-packed schedule over the coming days, sitting down with some absolute icons, legends, and leaders of the global rental industry. It's episode number 2 of our 2024 ARA Show campaign, and I'm accompanied by a very well-known and recognisable face for his extensive work here in the United States with the American Rental Association. Recently named in the 2021 12 to Watch Under 40 list with the American Rental Association and Rental Management Magazine, he's a current president of the 10-location equipment rental store Rental Max, servicing across the Chicagoland, Northwest Indiana, and Southern Wisconsin areas. I'd like to pass on a warm welcome to Mr. John Jinglenaut. John, welcome to the Rental Journal.
Well, thank you very much, Michael. Really happy to be here.
No, thank you, John. We initially met last February in Orlando at the 2023 ARA Show after my exchange program here in the United States. Prior to leaving Australia and coming over in January, I had a few back and forth messages with Josh Nicol at the ARA. And he said that if I had any extra time during my stint in America, I had to visit John and the team at Rental Max. But spending the day with yourself, Glenn, Brandy, visiting some of your Carroll Stream, Downers Grove and St. Charles locations, experiencing a slice of Rental Max and sneaking in the mandatory Chicago-style hot dog at Patillo's. Mate, thank you once again to not only yourself, but the whole team at Rental Max for setting aside your valuable time, showing me your local segment of the equipment rental industry, continuing that family feel and approach to old-school customer service, even with your expansion to now 10 rental stores. John, prior to joining the equipment rental industry, you actually held many marketing positions in Indiana, and prior to having your twins, you actually wanted to move closer to family and friends when growing your young family. So John, to kick us off, how did you firstly become involved in an overview of your journey so far in the equipment rental industry?
So, Michael, you know, number one, it was an absolute pleasure to have you at Rental Max last year. It really was a highlight for us of the year, and appreciate you taking the time to do that for us. You know, the journey that I've had into the rental industry and now almost, 6 years at Rental Max, you know, has really been just a joy for me. I mean, I came to Rental Max and the equipment rental industry back in 2018. It was right around the time that my wife and I found out we were having twins, and we already had one daughter and decided to move closer to family. And so it was really family that brought us back into the Chicagoland area. And I was just very fortunate to be able to find an opportunity at Rental Max to come in and succeed Terry Hagee, who is the founder of Rental Max and, you know, had really built the company over the course of 21 years. And, you know, just an incredible organization, great culture, great people, and that all stood out to me when I was trying to figure out where to take my career and what to do next. And you know, the rental industry, I still think, and I've said this before, is a hidden gem. You know, it's an industry that a lot of people, you know, maybe growing up aren't, you know, intimately familiar with. They may be familiar with construction, or they may be familiar with, you know, events, weddings, you know, and the like, but the rental side of it, I think, is still, you know, under the radar. And I think that's, you know, we can talk about raising awareness for the industry. But for me, I just feel incredibly fortunate, you know, to have found Rental Max when I did, found the rental industry. And, you know, I learned about the business. I had the opportunity to come in and work closely with Terry, you know, through a transition period. We have an incredible ownership group at Rental Max that's been very supportive of me and everything that we have wanted to do as a leadership team and growing the business, taking it from, you know, from an extremely strong position back in 2018, and just trying to find ways to inject growth into the business. And we have an incredible team. You mentioned Glenn and Brandy, who are on our leadership team. But we have a number of people at Rental Max that have been with the company for more than 20 years. And so I think that is, you know, that is the key to you know, this journey that I've been on and the success that we've been able to have is the people at RentalMax. And so, you know, I'm incredibly, you know, proud of our team and, you know, excited about what the future holds for us.
Are you in the business of renting construction equipment and are struggling to keep track of your operations? This episode was brought to you by Lattner Software, your all-in-one solution for equipment rental management. Lattner Software offers a cutting-edge web-based solution tailored specifically for the equipment rental industry. Say goodbye to the hassle of being tied down to a desk or paper-based processes through the use of their mobile functionality covering CRM, inspections, transport, returns, and service. Lattner Software also comes with inbuilt dashboards that provide real-time insights into your business performance, such as equipment utilization, sub-hire spend, and revenue, meaning you'll have the data to make informed decisions at your fingertips. The Lattner team have kindly put together a customizable demo where you can actually pick and choose what's important to your business, so I've included a link in the podcast description. Back to the podcast.
I love that you mentioned the rental industry being what you describe as a hidden gem. I think that's such a great way of putting it. People have been exposed to construction equipment or, like you said, weddings and events, but maybe not the general equipment side. So I think that's an amazing insight. John, RentalMax initially being founded in 1997 to now being the Chicagoland area's largest equipment rental store. I'd love for you to start with who is RentalMax, the origin story and the history of RentalMax to what people see it as today.
Sure. So RentalMax started back in 1997. I mentioned Terry Hagee as the founder of RentalMax. You know, he worked with partners that are, you know, continue to be the ownership group for RentalMax to actually come to the show here in New Orleans back in 1996 and get to know the industry, get to, you know, better understand, you know, what the opportunities would be for starting really a new business in the Chicagoland area within the equipment rental space. And at that time, you're looking at general rental businesses that were combination of equipment and event or equipment and party, I think may have been the terminology back then. And so RentalMax was born through acquisition. So it was a partnership between Terry and our ownership group to go out and find family-owned, you know, 1 to 3 store rental operations where they were looking to exit and invest in the business and start to build up an equipment rental business multi-location, first in the Chicagoland area and then to expand regionally. And so RentalMax opened the doors in April of 1997, so we just celebrated our 25th anniversary a couple of years ago, and RentalMax grew pretty quickly through acquisition in the late 90s and expanded in both the equipment side and the party rental side, and then through 2005, you know, RentalMax continued to acquire businesses and then really became well established and a household name in Chicago for the service that RentalMax provided. You know, the slogan was your rental resource, and Terry and the team, you know, really built a great company in the late 90s and early 2000s, you know, and continued to expand and grow, you know, through the time that I joined the company, you know, back in 2018. And so, you know, RentalMax has been well established in the Chicagoland market. Being a multi-location, you know, there's a great convenience factor for our customer base that, you know, in the country's third largest market, you know, a lot of our customers are working all over the market. And so to be able to have a RentalMax store nearby or to be able to, you know, have equipment delivered, you know, is a major advantage for us as a strong, you know, local company and leader in the equipment rental industry. And we, you know, we've really tried to build on that as we've grown. RentalMax, like I said, you know, had stores that were doing both equipment rental and party rental. By the time that I joined in 2018, the the party rental side was really focused mainly on tables and chairs and tents. It was a pretty small part of the business. And so in 2020, we decided to completely exit out of the party rental business. I think that, you really have to specialize in one area, as a company. And there are a lot of incredible event rental companies out there in the industry. And for us, really where we wanted to be was on the equipment side. And so in 2020, we decided to focus, solely on the equipment rental side. We're general equipment. We serve primarily contractors and industrial businesses. And we've been able to continue to grow in that niche, over the last, 27 years now. So that's our focus.
John, I really enjoyed the day that I spent with yourself visiting a few of your rental locations to see the seasonality changes of your rental fleet and your equipment line being very vastly different to what I'm personally used to back home in Australia. Seeing some equipment that we just simply don't offer in the hot Australian climate compared to the extreme winter conditions that you guys encounter. I'm sure I sound crazy to some of those people listening in that live in the Northeast, but it was the first time I'd ever seen salt being tipped on roads, icicles forming on the bumper of your truck. And thank you once again for the Rental Max beanie. I definitely put that to good use in windy Chicago. And I did have people comment when I was walking through Chicago on the Rental Max beanie. So I think, like you said, Rental Max has definitely made a name for themselves in your local segment. But John, run us through your current product lineup. You mentioned that you service mainly contractors, but what are the products, the services, and the other customers that you service in your area?
Sure. So from a fleet equipment mix, we are really focused on being a general equipment rental business. We have core categories that we have invested pretty heavily in over the last 5 years, the largest category being excavators and loaders. So that dirt category has been a big category for us. We've continued to grow in that area. From an excavator standpoint, we're going up to an 18,000 pound excavator. We're growing our compact track loader and mini skid steer lineup to serve customers. Primarily driven by demand from our contractor customers, but we also have mini skids that can be used by homeowners and do-it-yourselfers as well. Aerial is our second largest category. So we're focused on, primarily scissor lifts, up to a 40-foot scissor lift, and boom lifts up to a 50-foot aerial lift. So those are our two largest categories. We still have a really healthy fleet in lawn and garden and concrete. And, we rent, all of the general tools that that a lot of the rental companies, in the market rent to, homeowners and small contractors as well. But those are the areas that we're focused on growing in. We do want to stay as a general equipment company. We're not, we're not necessarily specializing in any one particular area, but we're building our fleet to serve that target customer. And that target customer is a small to mid-size contractor and industrial business. We have the capacity to serve larger contractors as well, but we're not getting into heavy construction equipment from that standpoint. And so we also serve, like I said, homeowners, do-it-yourselfers, but it's it's really a focus for us to build the fleet for our contractors, and that's that's been successful for us.
Sure. Mate, it is funny, even with our company back home in Australia being solely focused on HVAC equipment rentals, Rental Max being a general equipment rental store, but you guys having a larger assortment of ground heaters at just one of your locations compared to our entire fleet of heating equipment put together back home in Australia, just due to these weather conditions being so vastly different. It's such an amazing part of the rental industry is the openness to learn from each other, the opportunity to gain an insight into another company's local segment, like I was fortunate enough to experience with yourself, John. RentalMax is heavily focused, like you said, on the Chicagoland area, now expanding further across the Midwest. Run us through your current locations, the area service, and the opportunity for this continued expansion and growth.
Sure. So we are very well established in the Chicagoland market. We have 8 locations in Illinois, all in suburban Chicago. We serve the entire market out of those 8 locations. And back in 2022, we acquired a business in Hobart, Indiana, which is northwest Indiana. And also, we consider that part of the Chicagoland area. We'll even do equipment deliveries into the city of Chicago out of that location, in addition to a couple of our other locations. And, so those, call it 9 of our 10 stores are really focused on, that greater Chicagoland area. And we do a fair amount of deliveries and equipment pickups out of those locations. Last year, we added a dispatch center. So that dispatch center is equipped to support 5 of our locations currently. And we see that as really a model for the future for us to be able to support those stores with deliveries and pickups in a more efficient way. And so we're just getting started with that. But that's part of our model as well. We still have a fair amount of customers coming into our stores to pick up equipment. So it's, it's not all delivery, but, we're equipping ourselves to be able to meet the customer's needs, however it is that they need to receive the equipment. The Madison, Wisconsin store location also became part of the RentalMax family back in 2022. And we're excited to really kind of build and expand in southeast Wisconsin. We see that as a starting point for us. We see a lot of opportunity in southeast Wisconsin to continue to grow. We have contractor customers that have come to us. Maybe they're based in southeast Wisconsin and they're working in Chicagoland that have said, we really would love to have a RentalMax closer to home. And so that is driving, our expansion strategy to really go where, we see the customer demand. That has happened for us since we've been operating in Madison. We acquired a very well-established business, A to Z Rental. A to Z Rental, the ownership was a founding member of the ARA back in the 1950s. And so so it's been incredible to really work with the team there and, carry on that tradition and just, provide some additional resources and grow the fleet, to help grow the business in Madison. So we see a lot of opportunity regionally to continue to grow and expand in the way that we have, and we're focused on that.
Sure. John, RentalMax, like we've said, has had such amazing expansion and growth since 1997, now nearly approaching 3 decades excelling in the equipment rental industry and expanding, like we said, across 3 states across the Midwest. What would you put down as the main contributors or the large contributors to this accelerated success that you guys have had?
I think it's really a focus on personalized service for the customer. We have a team of, incredible people, equipment rental experience, I think, is one of our strong points. And so we have, experienced people that are working with our customers that are also, thinking about ways to grow the business strategically. And so we really lean on our team and our customers to help us identify opportunities out in the marketplace. And I think that experience, and the wealth of experience that we have as a team is really, what has driven our growth. You know, that's our strong point. I'm a big believer in, you know, the strength of a team and how important it is to have strong leaders throughout the organization. So we've really focused on, you know, building leadership and management skills throughout the company. We have, you know, store managers at every location. We have area managers that are working with our locations. And then we also have a business development team that has really expanded and grown over the last few years to help go out and proactively, you know, work within the construction industry and the contractor you know, community in Chicagoland, and now getting into Wisconsin, getting into Northwest Indiana. You know, I think all of that has played a key role in our growth. And we have a vision for growth as well. And we have implemented the EOS, Entrepreneurial Operating System, at RentalMax, which has allowed us to share that vision that we have for the growth of the company with everyone on the team, and on a quarterly basis to share that vision, to share updates and progress, you know, to see how we're doing as we work toward our goals this year and longer term goals as well.
Sure. John, after reading your 12 to Watch Under 40 article with the ARA, you mentioned that you initially researched RentalMax through the Rental Management magazine, which very much attracted yourself to the industry and discovered what a great team you would be joining in RentalMax. John, rental companies are always expressing the struggles and the difficulty of onboarding new talent and growing their team. With yourself reading about the company in the magazine, being someone that joined from outside the industry, what specifically in the magazine drew you to making the shift to RentalMax and the equipment rental industry, and how do you recommend rental companies display their team's culture, the offerings, and the career opportunities that are possible in the equipment rental industry to people that are outside this current talent pool or someone like yourself that was external to our industry?
So when I was preparing to meet with RentalMax for the first time, my approach was to research and to learn as much as I possibly could, knowing that I was coming from outside the industry. But I felt like, it, you know, for the position that I was interested in, the skills and the experience that I had from other industries would really relate pretty well. And so in researching the rental industry and, you know, in reading rental management, you know, back in 2018 when the show was last in New Orleans, you know, my goal was really to learn as much about the industry and about people that had been successful in the industry, you know, for, you know, in some cases more than 40 years, and just to learn and get a feel for what it takes to be successful in the industry. And I think what stood out to me is, you know, from the research that I did and from the, you know, and from the conversations that I had initially with RentalMax was, this is an industry that is here for the long haul. And I think with the rapid advances in technology, you know, many industries are getting disrupted. You know, not that the rental industry won't be disrupted in ways because of technology. I think technology has to play a key role in the advancement of the industry and in the future of rental for both equipment and event rental companies. But I would say that, to me, that means opportunity, and it's going to take people to be able to go out and make that happen. You know, there are a lot of positions within the rental industry that require, you know, specialized training and skill, that require, you know, experience and learning through doing. And what I would stress to anybody considering a career in the rental industry is the opportunity that there is for the future to build a career. Not, this isn't just a job. This is truly a career, where, you know, you can start, come in and start from the bottom, you know, maybe start in an entry level position and quickly learn the business. If you have the right mindset, if you come in and you're willing to learn and, you know, and not afraid to make mistakes, but, you know, really focus on being part of a team, there's a ton of opportunity to grow within the industry. And you know, those people that come in and have that mindset and you know, are willing to work hard and want to have a rewarding career, there's a lot of opportunities in the rental industry for those kind of people. And I think it, you know, to me, that's what really stands out. You know, the industry and a lot of companies within the industry are willing to train, you know, anybody who comes in that's smart and, you know, and interested in learning, hardworking, you know, wants to, in a lot of cases, work with their hands, you know, is good and at working with people, whether it's on the team or with customers. You know, I think there are so many, I don't know, so many skills that, you know, people within the rental industry, you know, bring to the table, you know, because of the nature of the business. And so in terms of, you know, promoting the industry, raising awareness, you know, the ARA has done a great job, I think, you know, from a workforce development standpoint, you know, getting out into the market, you know, whether that be through marketing, whether that's through on-site events. I think that there are a lot of ways that the ARA is helping to raise awareness, you know, within the industry. We have some campaigns that are kicking off as part of the ARA show this year. There's the Born for This campaign that is launching here at the show with some incredible promotions and marketing. And then, you know, most recently, we had the Future of Equipment Rental event last year at the show, and Jobs of Tomorrow, which is the video documentary that launched in 2023 as well. So I think that's the key, is continuing to work to raise awareness and, you know, and help those that maybe, again, they're aware of the construction industry or they're aware of, you know, large events, but they don't understand the role that rental can play, you know, in the world around us. And I think that's the key, is making sure that, you know, we're continuing to promote the industry and the opportunities for not just a job, but a long-term career for ambitious people.
John, I did see your video that you did with the ARA that you're just speaking of on that campaign, and getting into the ARA, you've been on quite the journey with them so far. Over the past 3 years, you've sat on the board of the American Rental Association, sitting on Moultrie Advisory and shared interest groups focusing on technology and government affairs. John, you're quoted by saying, "I'm involved in the ARA because I appreciate and respect how the ARA and what they do to support its members and advancing the industry. Rental Max has benefited from many ARA programs over the years. It is important for us to be involved, serve the rental industry, and be a part of an advancing industry." John, how has your work and exposure with the American Rental Association contributed to your personal and career development, and also the business growth of Rental Max?
So it's been a privilege to be part of the ARA board and to serve as the co-chair for the equipment shared interest group over the last 3 years. It's really opened my eyes to everything that the association does to support members. You know, we have been involved with the ARA at Rental Max since the company was founded, obviously coming to the ARA show every year, but also, you know, participating at the state and local level and the national level. And what I would say is, you know, the ARA is 100% focused on the members and bringing value to the members. And we're a lot stronger together as a rental community than we are individually. And there are resources that the ARA provides that for, you know, for most of its member businesses wouldn't be possible. You know, the investment that the association can make in developing resources for members, whether that be education, whether that's workforce development, you know, events that are helping equipment and event rental companies continue to build their businesses. that would not be possible for many of us individually, and we're stronger because the ARA brings almost 6,000 members together and can leverage the collective resources to then bring value back to the rental businesses. And so what has been very interesting for me is that the association is really looking to members to drive those decisions. And on the equipment side, our shared interest group really had the opportunity to give open and honest feedback to the association about the programs that they're working on as part of the strategic plan. There's so much investment in programs and resources for ARA members, but the ARA doesn't want to spend the time and money on any projects that at the end of the day members aren't going to find value in. And so that's been a pretty cool experience for me, is to be able to be part of those conversations. The ARA has an incredible staff that goes out and executes on kind of the direction that they get from leadership and from the board of directors and from our committees. And that's been, it's been a great experience for me. I've learned a lot. I feel like I've taken a lot more away from it than I've been able to give. And it's also been an opportunity for me to meet and work closely with a lot of great people, across the industry that otherwise maybe I wouldn't have had the opportunity to learn from. So it's been a great experience. And on speaking from a RentalMax perspective, the resources that we get from the ARA are 10 times what we pay for it.
John, you just mentioned your industry network, this being your sixth year in the rental industry. How has your time with the American Rental Association, your position with the ARA, helped you quickly develop this incredible network of people across the country, gaining and getting so many opportunities to meeting like-minded people, sharing experiences and stories, and also sharing mutual issues that we all face? What advice would you give to those who are looking to develop their industry's network and connections so fast like you have in such a short time frame? And what recommendations would you give to those people?
Really, it starts with saying yes. When you get an opportunity, I think saying yes is the starting point, and recognizing that there are many ways to get involved with the American Rental Association and to build out your network. There are a lot of great people across the industry that are getting involved. And again, I think there's a ton of value in being part of a committee or being part of a state chapter, getting on a state board, looking at opportunities to get involved nationally. There's a need for it. I think the association thrives because of the people that are involved, I think that combination of a great ARA staff and a very active, ARA board and, on a national level and a state and local level, that's really a combination that I think helps to continue to move the industry forward. And I think the industry needs that. The industry needs young people that are interested in getting involved and, being part of the conversation and sharing their feedback and sharing their experience. And the industry is just full of great people. I think that shared experience brings us together, the opportunity to learn from each other. Like you said, it's a very open industry. I think we're all, very open and willing to talk with each other, even at a state level about, what are some of the opportunities that we see or the challenges that we have. The industry growing is good for everyone, and I think the association and the industry, you know, need people to, you know, to volunteer, you know, even just a little bit of time. And I have no doubt, because, you know, I've had this experience, that in doing so, you're going to get that much more out of it. And you never know where that experience is going to take you. When I started in the rental industry 6 years ago, I didn't expect that I would have an opportunity to be part of the Equipment SIG or the National Board, you know, 3 years into, you know, my journey at RentalMax. But the opportunity presented itself, and you know, I wanted to make sure I could commit to it. So I talked to, you know, some people that I respected about, you know, their experience, you know, volunteering and being part of the shared interest group and the board of directors, and I'm so glad that I decided to say yes and commit to it, because it's really helped me advance, you know, my own knowledge of the industry and the opportunities for you know, for myself and for our team to continue to grow.
John, what have been some of your favorite memories, standout experiences from the many American rental events that you've been a part of, from the ARA shows over the years to local meetings, the YP events, then the women rental events that the ARA runs?
So certainly the ARA shows that I've been to have been a highlight. It's incredible to see the way that, you know, the show comes together and the way that as a staff, the ARA works to put on, you know, a first class show for our members. And so my first ARA show was in Anaheim in 2019, and it was an opportunity for me to be out on the show floor, to, you know, to be part of education, to go out and you know, and spend time with our team at RentalMax, to walk the floor and to really, you know, get a feel for the opportunities from an equipment standpoint, you know, vendor standpoint. You know, that was a highlight, because that was my first ARA show. I would say that as a board member, when I started, when I went through orientation in November of 2020, we were still having meetings virtually at that point. And so in July of 2021, I had the opportunity to go to Moline for the first time, which is where the ARA headquarters is. And there was a hall, like a reception for past presidents and, you know, a recognition dinner for those who have been in the industry for a long time. And that was really a highlight for me, because it was my first in-person board meeting. And it was also, you know, an opportunity to meet a lot of people that have helped to build the industry and support the ARA to become what it is today. And so that was definitely a highlight for me. And then, you know, the shared interest group meetings, we have, again, a lot of great people that are part of our committees. I think it's a great way to get involved and to be in a room with everyone, both in Moline in 2022 and then in Dallas last year, and to learn about some of the opportunities, the programs that ARA was working on, and to be able to work with the groups to provide feedback, you know, both positive and, you know, this may not be worth it. You know, that was a great experience for me. And, you know, there's almost too many highlights to mention, because I as I'm talking, I'm thinking about, you know, other great opportunities that I've had. You know, going to Con Expo last year in Las Vegas, going to a national caucus in Washington, D.C., you know, hosting equipment rental professionals from across the world at RentalMax, with you coming and visiting last year. I mean, the world that ARA has opened up for me is so far above and beyond what I would have expected, you know, when I joined the industry back in 2018. So, you know, so many highlights, and probably,
you know, more than anything, just the opportunity to have these type of experiences with other rental professionals, you know, has really stood out to me. And I think those are relationships that, you know, that I look forward to continuing to build and develop, you know, for many years to come.
John, you recently mentioned that you've observed a slight decline in the revenue and expansion across rental members compared to the COVID boom years of 2021 to 2022. In those years, the supply chain being drastically impacted, which we all experienced, resulting in low equipment availability nationwide, with some rental companies achieving double-digit growth within the COVID years. Now in 2024, leaving 2023, you mentioned the landscape has very much changed with a more balanced supply to demand curve. John, what have you noticed with the slowing of the equipment rental industry regarding workforce development, recruitment, equipment availability, and the impact of interest rates? And what are we to expect going forwards?
So I think it certainly is evolving. And what I would say is that growth is slowing. You know, the industry is still growing. You know, our company, you know, still grew last year, but that growth is maybe not the you know, high growth that we were experiencing back in 21, 22, and even the first part of 23. And I think there's a combination of factors there. I think it depends on the nature of your business. And I'm speaking, you know, specifically to the equipment rental side. And from a general equipment standpoint, when COVID hit and, you know, people were staying home and they weren't traveling, everybody seemed to be investing in their home because that was where they were spending all of their time. And so that created this extreme, you know, high level of demand for, you know, for all of the equipment that is used for, you know, lawn and garden landscaping projects, for, you know, home remodel projects. And there, for some equipment categories for us, there was almost this unlimited demand, you know, and that's how it felt. And the supply, you know, just couldn't keep up. And so, you know, that led to, you know, increased rental rates, you know, in a lot of cases. And it also led to extremely high utilization of the equipment. And, you know, that started to balance out for us, at least in 2023, about halfway through the year. And we still see great opportunities for growth, you know, within the industry, but I think it's about being more strategic, you know, with the ways that we're growing, the way that we're analyzing our fleet. I think, you know, data analytics are going to continue to be more and more important for equipment rental companies, and how we're analyzing, you know, what equipment we're buying and how that equipment is performing for us as part of the rental fleet. I think the focus for us is on categories that are going to drive that utilization. And if there are categories that are underperforming, then I think we're making decisions to adjust our investments. And I think that's pretty natural, actually, in this, you know, this evolution. 2020 was a major disruptive event to economies of all, you know, of all shapes and sizes. And I think, you know, that is still evolving, you know, as we come out of that time period, and maybe we're just getting back to, you know, more normal cycles. You know, increased interest rates have an impact on the way that we're financing equipment, and have an impact on our customers and, you know, how they're managing, you know, their jobs and deciding whether or not to move forward with jobs. And so, you know, that I think that will continue to shake itself out. But my message to, you know, our team at RentalMax is, let's focus on what we can control. There's a lot happening out in the world that is outside of our control. Let's focus on what we can control. You mentioned, you know, the labor market. You know, it's really a focus for us is continuing to build our team with great people, to continue to raise awareness of the rental industry, and to, you know, when we're bringing new people into the company, to make sure that we're setting them up for success and they can see the growth opportunities, you know, within the company and within the industry. And that's, you know, that's a challenge. It's, I think, and that's not unique to rental. That, you know, the labor market has evolved as well. And, you know, we're an industry that for the most part is not going to be a work from home, remote work kind of industry. I think that's a great thing. I think that sets us apart. And we want people that, you know, like to be working, you know, in person with people, hands-on. And again, I think that will continue to evolve, you know, as time goes on. But for, yeah, it's a focus for us. And I think that's where ARA and their workforce development efforts are supporting what we're doing as members. The job portal that was launched, you know, back in 2020 has, I think, really helped us as an industry, you know, continue to find ways to open the door and let people know what opportunities there are in our case, equipment rental, but event rental as well. And, you know, and so that's where if we're raising awareness as an industry, that's going to continue to help companies like ours that are operating, you know, within the industry. So, you know, a lot to talk about there as it relates to the evolution of the economy. We still see, you know, opportunity out there to continue to grow. It's just going to be a little bit different than it was, you know, a couple of years ago for us when it comes to how we're growing and what we're focused on.
Sure. John, RentalMax shared a few interesting rental industry trivia statistics back on National Trivia Day in January. Number one being that rental construction equipment helps companies save about 30 to 50% of the total ownership costs. The United States has the largest market share of the global rental industry, and that 84% of construction companies here in the United States rent equipment instead of buying. With RentalMax being heavily focused on the construction and general contractors industry, what developments are you seeing your customers are requiring, seeking, or even expecting now going into 2024?
So I see our customers having some of the same challenges from a labor standpoint as we are, and I think that there's an opportunity for us to be a partner for them and help them, number one, make sure they have the equipment they need, when they need it, where they need it, you know, to be really kind of an extension of their team. And then to continue to have those conversations with them around, you know, what their needs are, you know, and what equipment they're looking for. Maybe it's specialty equipment or specialty attachments, you know, just to help them get their jobs done more efficiently. You know, that's why we're here. We're here to provide solutions to our customers to get their jobs done. And so I think it's about continuing to identify what their needs are, what, you know, what solutions we can provide to help support them and be an extension of their team.
Sure. John, throughout your time and lifetime and time in the equipment rental industry, who have been some main contributors to your personal success, mentors that you've been lucky enough to gain along the way, and people that have really made an impact to your success?
So I feel like there are so many people, you know, to mention. I mean, starting at RentalMax, Terry Hagee has been a mentor to me, you know, coming in and having the opportunity to work closely with him has really made a difference in, you know, my ability to come in and succeed him and lead our team. I would say, you know, the ownership at RentalMax, our board of directors, you know, has served as great mentors to me, very supportive of, you know, of what we're working on and our vision for RentalMax. And so I would say, you know, we have so many people within the RentalMax family that, you know, from day one, you know, me coming in and coming from outside the industry, that were willing to help me, you know, learn the industry, learn what our challenges are, learn what the opportunities are. Our leadership team at RentalMax has really helped me to continue to build the team and support our vision. And then from an industry standpoint, I'm involved in peer executive groups. So Dan Crowley and the network of rental peers that has been built has really played a key role, in me growing and developing within the industry. Again, sharing openly what opportunities and challenges there are, for other businesses out in the industry like RentalMax. I mean, truly, peers that can help, learn from each other. And I've learned a lot from that experience. And then, the ARA, learning from other business owners and leaders, learning from, Tony Conant and the ARA staff. I look at those who I've served on the board with and served on committees with, as mentors. And I believe you can learn something from everyone. I've just tried to, through all of those experiences, just tried to soak that up. And one other that I would mention, I said that at RentalMax we're operating on EOS. We have an EOS implementer named Renee Bohr that we've worked with and I work with as an executive coach. He has really helped me develop as a leader and to make sure that we are we're leading the team in the right way at RentalMax through EOS.
Sure, John, the burning question in the equipment rental industry is always the what's next question. What are your plans for the future for yourself personally, your goals with the ARA and your goals with RentalMax? What's next for John Jingunor and the team at RentalMax?
So I don't like talking a lot about myself, but I'll talk about our team and I'll talk about what we're focused on for 2024. We're really focused on continuing to grow in Madison. We see a great opportunity in Wisconsin to continue to build the RentalMax brand and to continue to get more equipment there and support our team there to develop new customer markets in Wisconsin. That's a focus for us. I hope that at some point that leads to some additional expansion in Southeast Wisconsin. We are also very focused on using some of the data analytics tools that we have to continue to make smart decisions as a company. We are interested in expanding, but we want to make sure that we're doing that in a smart and responsible way. The dispatch center that I mentioned is a big part of the future of our growth model. Helping to support stores, helping to be able to operate efficiently. That is still a new part of our operation, and I think we're learning, but I think it's a great opportunity for us to continue to grow. And I'm excited about the future. I'm excited about the future for RentalMax. I will say that my experience with the ARA over the last 3+ years has been incredible. I'm very interested in continuing to stay involved, and find, different ways to support what the association is doing. I don't know exactly what that looks like yet, but it's been such a great experience that that I want to, continue to be a part of the association and be a part of the RentalMax community, the rental community going forward. So that's what's next, as much as anything, I'm just looking forward to the ARA show, to going out, seeing a lot of great people, throughout the industry, celebrating, what we've been able to accomplish as an industry over the last year, and focus on, shaping the future of the rental industry.
John, I know that as a child, your dream was to become a professional baseball player in the MLB. Firstly, who was the dream team to play for? And over the years, throughout your amazing success in the equipment rental industry, becoming a father, developing yourself along the way, how do you define success?
So to answer your question, my favorite team is the Detroit Tigers. So if I could play, you know, a game in Major League Baseball, I'd want to play for the Tigers and play probably second base for them. So I don't think that's going to happen. I think that ship has sailed, but I am a big fan and enjoy watching them. And hopefully 2024 is a good season for the Tigers. You know, in terms of how I define success, I think it's really trying to focus on what matters and appreciating, you know, what we have done and what we have accomplished. I'm very focused on setting goals and working toward reaching those goals for, you know, whether that's for our company or for my family or personally. You know, I'm a goal-oriented person, and you know, I'm a little bit harsh sometimes on myself as far as, you know, whether I really feel like, you know, we've reached a goal or not. But success to me is continuing to make progress on a consistent basis, you know, if not on a daily basis, you know, toward those goals. And you know, we've been able to grow, we've been able to reach a lot of our goals at Rental Max over the last, you know, 6 years. I'm focused on, you know, sharing in that success with our team, because to me it takes a team to be successful in this industry, and I'm very fortunate that we have a team like we do at Rental Max to continue to drive that success, you know, year in and year out.
John, you have an amazing team. You've had an amazing career so far, and I think you'll be having a very successful next couple of years with the ARA, with Rental Max, and your position in the industry. John, thank you very much for your time today here in New Orleans. Good luck for the show, and go Tigers.
Well, thank you very much, Michael. It's been a true pleasure, and I really enjoyed the conversation. Thanks for having me on the Rental Journal podcast.